This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And here's a sign that the end of the recession may have national security implications. It's a pretty interesting story. Eric Lipton, Washington correspondent for The New York Times, joins us from Washington. Eric, good morning.
Good morning.
So an uptick in some investments is certainly a good sign for the U.S. economy, but it has made the Obama administration very, very nervous about national security. What's going on here?
Well, during the first parts of this year, while the recession was really pretty strong, the number of investments from foreign companies controlled mostly by foreign governments were way down because mergers and acquisitions globally were way down. But just in recent months, they started to go up again. And so there's some the Obama administration is charged with reviewing these investments to see whether or not they have any national security implications. And a few of them recently are raising some concerns.
Two in particular, a gold mine in Nevada and Richard Branson's efforts to set up a private spaceship carrier in the United States. Take the gold mine first. What's the problem with that?
Yeah, it would seem, how could you think that a gold mine could be a national security risk in the desert area in northern Nevada? It doesn't seem to make sense. But in fact, apparently, these mines are close to a military facilities, not only Air Force, but some facilities that the government won't exactly say what they are. And so the proposal is that a Chinese government company would take control of these mines. And there have been very serious reservations raised about that. And at this point, the Obama administration is telling the company that wants the approval for this project to withdraw its application, or it's going to recommend that the president block it.
All right, so that's China raising concerns by wanting a gold mine. What about the Richard Branson venture?
Right, that one, sort of an odd project. There's a proposal to build essentially a spaceship that would launch tourists from a spaceport that would be built in New Mexico. And the proposed acquirer of a minority stake in that company is from Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. And there's some concern about the technology that would be involved in these space vehicles, the specialized materials involved, the missile launching capacity, and that this may violate international agreements on non-proliferation and preventing the spread of missile launching technologies globally. And so that has to be reviewed. And as a result, the president's people have asked the companies involved to withdraw their application and to resubmit it so they can have more time to review the implications there.
Finally, Eric, how finely honed are the national security implications here, or is this going to be a rehash of the Dubai ports controversy, which resonated all over talk TV, talk radio, and throughout the political system?
Well, I don't think it's anywhere going to get near to that. I think that the Congress is not going to get involved in these cases like they did in the Dubai ports. According to Obama's people, the concerns about the mine and the Chinese want to buy is very serious. So, they won't exactly say why, but they seem to be quite concerned about it.
Beyond the aerospace and mining sectors, what sectors have to watch out?
Any electronics and telecommunications, power systems, those kinds of things are all subjects of concern.
Eric Lipton, Washington correspondent for The New York Times, on the Obama administration watching closely foreign investments in various sectors in the U.S. economy, with a couple of pretty interesting examples in Nevada and New Mexico. Thanks, Eric.